Hello and welcome back to Talking Classrooms, podcasting as a tool for educational communication and reflection. I'm your host, Bulelani Magwanana. And today we are diving into a really exciting conversation about technology, entrepreneurship, and how young innovators are shaping the future. Our guest today is none other than Samkele Samson Ntuli, a computer science student, web developer, entrepreneur, and founder of Virtual Designs and Canvas Marketplace. Samkele is passionate about using technology to solve real-world problems, and he's really and already creating platforms that connect and empower students. Stay tuned. So I'm gonna start from the beginning. Tell us what first like sparked you. Before we go to the marketplace stuff, I want us to start from the top and tell us what sparked the interest when it comes to computer science, and technology. Like, was there a moment in your life where or experience that made you to realize, like you wanted to build digital solutions?
Yeah, just like I mentioned, it's a very long story.
Yes.
Because I believe everything affects everything. So
yeah,
as much as they say it doesn't matter how it starts, it's only matters how you finish. But how you start sometimes determines how you finish.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yes. So, like, ever since from a young age, I've always been fascinated by technology.
Yeah.
And growing up, where I grew up from Mkomazi. I don't know if you know the place.
Not really.
Yeah, it's a town outside Durban.
Okay.
Maybe 15, 20 minutes away from Durban.
Okay.
And we didn't really have electricity up until 2013, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So the thing about cell phones, laptop, TVs, it wasn't a thing to me.
Yeah.
But almost every time, if my father bought a new phone, he would bring it to me, like, let's figure out how to use this, how to use that, how to use this. Because I remember there was a time, I think it was 2007.
Okay.
Yeah, my father bought a Nokia N73. I don't know if you still...
Yeah,
if
yeah, you I still remember that one.
Yeah, it was the first, like, the phone that I'll say it was smart. Phone,
yeah,
or something, yeah. Yeah. So we had bought that cell phone. So we're trying to figure out how it would work. Like the camera was also hidden, so you had to fly that thing at the back.
So
things like that, that's inspired my love for electronics devices and technology.
Yes.
Then fast forward, I completed grade 12. Mm-hmm. So when I completed grade 12, I went to study computer engineering.
Okay.
And I'll say it chose me more than I chose it, because the choices that I chose when I was doing grade 12, they all didn't respond to my application.
Yeah.
Then I ended up doing a late application, and the course that only had spaces was computer engineering. So let's see. I don't even know what computer engineering is, but I said, let's go for it.
Yeah.
Let's go for it. So I went to study computer engineering, and it showed me flames, to be honest.
I can imagine, bro.
Yeah. To a point, 2020 during COVID, I lost my computer. It was stolen, like right at the beginning of the year. Mm-hmm. Then I went home to study. It was lockdown, so we went home.
Yeah.
So now I don't have a computer, but I'm studying computer engineering, and I'm at home. I can't even go to cafeterias or the library. So that year I got academically excluded.
Yes.
Yeah, but then they understood, because it was COVID and everything was mixed up. So they took us back in 2021. But then now I'm feeling like I'm not in control of this thing.
Okay.
Like, at this point, I don't know what I'm doing. So I'm saying, let me take a break and see what else is out there.
Yeah.
So I went to study. Okay. But before that, in 2019, there was a guy who was a senior.
Okay.
he was also studying computer engineering. So one day he said, let's go to the library. Okay. Then we sit there and he started showing me how to develop websites. Okay. So I developed my first website in 2019. But then I'm just doing it. I don't know what am I doing. I'm just doing it because he's doing it. So 2020, 2021, now I took a break from school.
Yeah.
I went to, my first job was sales.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was a field sales agent, not like the one where you make phone calls and stuff.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you have to be on the road selling car trackers and stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like,
nah, this is you sweat, you sweat like, there, Baba. You sweat there.
Yeah, so like that. No, yeah. This is definitely not for me.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, what else can I do? So I went to start. I also got a job at a call center. I think that was 2022 now.
Okay.
So I worked in a call center. Worked about, I think six, I don't know. I think it was about a year, because that is around 2022. So in that year, I met a guy. So I love music. So I would go to music places that they play music and stuff. So I met this guy, he's a DJ.
Yeah.
So he's talking, then he also tells me what he does, but DJing is just one of his hobbies. But he's actually working for a company. Like he tried to explain what I was doing, but didn't make sense.
Yeah.
Up until he showed me his pay slip. Up until he showed me his
they didn't make sense when he showed the pay slip.
It makes sense. Okay. Yeah. This guy doesn't matter what he does, but he's making money. So, okay. What did you start? So you started IT. Yeah. Okay. Started IT. Like, oh, okay. So there is money in that thing.
So you would say that you were a bit there's a bit of ingredient of encouragement when it comes to monetization.
Exactly. yes.
Okay.
It was a big motivation for me.
Yeah.
But then we got close. We became friends from that.
Okay.
So during 2023, he advised me, let's do a course. Web development because you can develop websites but don't have a certificate. So let's get a web development course, get a certificate and see if we can find jobs. So he found that program, we do the web development course and I do get a certificate. So now I'm a certified full stack developer. It's 2023. But then I remember I'm still staying at home, so there was no electricity up until 2013. And still, things are still slow in the area. There's network problem, network issues every now and then, and sometimes there's no electricity for a week.
Okay.
So we come up with the plan. Say, okay, let's go back to school. We're gonna have at least some time and some space to focus on on your work.
Yeah.
So in 2023, I applied for computer science, here at UWC.
Yeah.
So in my So 2023, I applied for computer science here at UWC. So I got the offer. So last year, it was my first year again. Yeah. But now remember, I started computer engineering.
Yeah.
And as much as I didn't graduate from that course, but everything that I learned from that course now applies where I am.
Yeah.
So everything is, most of the things are now easier, meaning I've got enough time to focus on the web development and stuff.
Yes.
So I'm working on these projects. So it was one project for entertainment. Well, that's why it's a long story, but we do this project. That was the last year project for a platform more like campus marketplace, but mostly based on the entertainment. So we do this project. So this is great, but kind of too good to be true, first of all, and secondly, we don't have the authority like to put it out there to people, and there's nothing about us that they can trust that we can bring this platform to them. Remember, it's for entertainment and we are still on campus and he's also focusing on his job. So that was it. Last year around November, so there's a community trust back at home. So I noticed the work they are doing. It's mainly community trust. I noticed the work they are doing. So I'm like, let me develop a website for these people. So I develop a website and I show it to them. And say, oh, this is nice. Please send us an invoice. Like, oh, just like that. Just like that.
Wow.
Okay. So I do send an invoice and they pay. Like, oh. We're like, okay, maybe we should just make this an official thing.
Okay.
Because now I can develop websites, but the hardest part is getting customers. Yeah, it comes back to that authority thing. That's okay. Yeah. You have the skill, you have the thing, but people don't know you, they don't trust you. So, yeah. Okay, let's register a company first of all to have that trust from people. That's the official company. So, we register a company, Visual Designs.
Okay,
yeah. So now we have a company, Visual Designs, it's a web development company.
Okay.
Now, I think we've got about 2 or 3 clients, but I can do the work faster than I can get clients.
Okay.
So I'm thinking, okay, do we get back? Do we go back to the project? What do I do now? Do I go back to that project that I was working on last year?
Yeah.
But still, it doesn't change that people still don't know who I am and what I'm capable of and what is this platform about. Because even if the idea is good, putting it out there to people requires more than just a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is the letter stayed in last year, had all the facilities and stuff.
Yeah.
Then this year I'm staying to this rest and they don't have fridge, microwaves and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking, I still have that thing in mind. It's okay, I need a project that will put me out there to the people that here's this guy, he can do this 1, 2, and 3.
Yeah.
Then I'm thinking, I need a fridge. So I'm asking around, like, guy, what do you get? Where do you buy a fridge? They said, there's this WhatsApp group, let's join. Okay, how does this work? Someone will show you a fridge when they're selling a fridge. Okay, so I have to wait. I'm impatient, but it's fine.
Yeah.
I'm too impatient to do this.
Yeah,
but it's fine.
Let's
see. I go in a group and I see someone has listed a fridge. When you try to text them, it's already sold. Some people don't reply. Mm. This is kind of too much.
Yeah.
But then it struck me, okay, why don't we have a marketplace?
Okay.
Where students can list the items they are selling.
Yeah.
I can also show them once they are sold. And you can, because a WhatsApp group, you need to know someone who is on the group and request the link.
Yes.
If someone's selling something on WhatsApp, you have to have their numbers to know exactly what they are selling.
Yes.
And that process is just a long process. Why don't we have one platform where you can see what people are selling and have reviews and everything? So that's how the Canvas Marketplace started.
Okay.
That's how it started.
Okay.
So, yeah, but the main goal, the main idea was just make a name for us and for Visual Designs as a whole.
Yeah.
And so far, I think we are getting there.
Yeah. It looks like, from what I'm listening from you, Visual Designs has laid like a basic foundation for Canvas Marketplace. Because the passion that you have just shown me now when it comes to, you know, the website and all that stuff, it is where it started before you even thought about Canvas Marketplace. Wow.
Yeah,
this is nice stuff. So it's like it's collaborating, but at the same time you were reflecting from we impatience when it comes to your response on the customer side of stuff.
Yeah, and customer service and stuff like
this is interesting stuff. This is interesting. So because now I'm thinking that this is a lot. It's Visual Designs, it's Canvas Marketplace, it's computer science. You are still pursuing your computer science degree, right?
Yeah.
And also you are running these businesses at the very same time.
That is.
Wow. So like, how do you balance now? How do you balance when it comes to academics with entrepreneurship? What keeps you going, even though because I know there are times you're gonna go through tough times Because it's not an easy, it's not an easy balance.
Yeah, it's not easy. It's not easy. But the fact that I studied computer engineering before, it's what helps me a lot, actually. Because most of the things that we do in computer science are the things that I've done before.
Okay.
As much as it's not going to be the same thing, but it's something that I've done before. And for my web development, it also collaborates with what I'm studying. So whatever I'm studying now in computer science, mm-hmm. it's easier to understand because I've applied some of it on yeah. building this platform.
Yeah.
And what I haven't applied, I can see, oh, so this thing relates to what I'm doing this how. Okay. So when I'm learning new principles or whatsoever, say, mm-hmm. oh, so this thing I can apply in the marketplace.
Okay.
And it actually helps me to understand what I'm studying better than just study it and leave it up there.
So your work is more like now study sessions are at the same time.
Exactly. So what I'm studying here.
Yes.
I took it and then apply it on the chemist marketplace. And what I've applied on the chemist marketplace when I'm studying it, okay, I'm saying, oh, I actually did this thing. And
okay.
Yeah. The chemist marketplace is not only about the development,
okay.
but there's also the groundwork as well to onboard students, to put it out there to students. So sometimes to switch back from that process where you have to do groundwork and back to your books, sometimes it becomes hard because you'll be standing and thinking, how do I promote this now?
Okay.
I've done this, how did it do?
Yeah.
And 1 minute you're studying, 1 minute your brain just goes to that thing. So yeah. it does affect me sometimes, but it's a challenge that I enjoy and I know at some point it's going to benefit.
Yes.
It's going to be beneficial to me.
Well, you were talking about like how you're explaining because there's some sort of collaboration between study time, study, work time. There's some sort of in sync at the very same time.
Yeah.
So on the flip side, challenges often bring growth, né? And I know mentorship and a collaboration, they play a very, very big role, né? When you are on this level, né? Have mentors or collaborators influence each and yako, or and how do you see collaboration shaping the future of let's say an African tech entrepreneurship, because you're already there.
The guy that I was telling you about, I'll say he's been a mentor, but he's been more than a mentor because he's been funding and helping analyze the ideas.
Okay.
So that's one thing. But I also just got a mentor, I think, around June. And yeah. So that's one has been helpful because I've been entering some competitions, pitching competitions to learn that part of business. Because sometimes you have an idea, you have a platform, and it just doesn't make sense. Why do I have to go up there and explain to people what I do?
Because
I did this and you can see this is working. Why now do I have to explain and everything? So having mentors, people who had done not exactly the same thing but on the business side, who are doing the business on the bigger level, does help a lot. And one thing also I've realized about the marketplace, that because now it's a digital platform, it's the most, I would say, digital world is the world to spend the most time on nowadays. So having such platforms helps us to collect data and know what exactly is happening. So in the campus marketplace now, you can see, okay, on campuses this is what sells the most, on campuses this is what students buy the most, on campuses this is what students search, or this is what students are looking for most of the time. So having such platforms help us understand what is really happening on our world. So that's why I started the Canvas Marketplace. But I'm thinking these things should not only be applied on campuses, but they need to go out there to other people as well, to the communities, and into the entertainment area.
Now that brings me now to the bigger picture question, because I know every person has a vision. I want to come to your long-term vision. So looking ahead, what do you see yourself and your ventures in the next maybe 5 to 10 years? Like, what impact do you hope to make in Africa, not just in Africa, car and globally through your tech innovations?
That's a very good question.
Yeah,
and a very big question.
I know,
a very big question. But just like I just mentioned now, that's platforms like the Canvas Marketplace are not just the marketplaces, but they help us collect data as to know exactly where we're going. Today, I was thinking, what is like South Africa? Because I believe starting where we are, to us like profit, what is South Africa actually doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing in South Africa right now?
Yeah.
And I'm struggling to find an answer. For example, you know, in an era like the World War eras and stuff, you know what people were doing. So you know that if in war, in World War, then America is fighting a war right now. So what is actually needed? We need more fighters. We need more soldiers. So in that case, when we need more soldiers, we need more people who are going to train soldiers and stuff. Because we're at war. But in an era where we are farming, we don't need more soldiers, but we need more farmers.
Exactly.
I don't know if that makes sense, but then now to shift from that era of World War into the farming era, as much as maybe soldiers are still needed, but they're not needed that much as farmers now.
They're not going to be effective.
Yeah. Then moving into the industrial era, now we need people who can operate machines and stuff.
Yes.
So we're in an industrial era. Okay, so now this is what we need where we are. So okay, then I'll fast forward to my question, like, what is South Africa actually doing? So to get back into that, to those points that I just made, I'm still struggling to find an answer. That's why I'm launching this platform. The Canvas Marketplace is the first one.
Yeah.
Then there's the other one, which is Community Works, which is more like a skills marketplace.
Okay. Okay.
Which is the purpose of that one is to find exactly in data what is South Africa doing right now.
Okay.
What skills do people need? What skills do people offer? Hopefully, we'll have enough data as to know exact and direct investments.
Yeah.
Properly. For example, if we have more bakers in Khayelitsha, then we know that when it's time to invest in bakeries or something like that, we invest those things in Khayelitsha.
Yeah.
When we have more sewers or whatsoever in Gugulethu, then we invest directly where those skills are located and where they should be.
Yeah.
So my vision for South Africa and for Africa is to know exactly where we are, but as to know where we are going. Because now the world is moving in so many directions and it's moving fast, and we don't even know where we are. I think that's what we should be trying to do right now, and that's what I'm trying to do, is to collect enough data and know exactly where we're going.
Yes.
But then to know that, we definitely have to know where we are.
Wow, man, you have a bigger vision. Your vision is very big. As I'm listening now, I'm being inspired also at the present time. Yeah, thank you very much, my friend.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, and thank you for not shying away on sharing your story and insights with us. Your journey is proof that innovation and resilience can drive real change, and I know that anyone who's going to listen to this talk is going to be inspired very much. Wow, this has been such an inspiring conversation we just had with Sam Kele, from his beginnings in computer science to building businesses,
that serve students and communities. He has shown that age is not a barrier to innovation. To our listeners today, I hope this episode sparks something in you, whether it's an idea, the courage to take a first step, or simply the belief that students can be builders and change makers. Until next time, I'm Mulelane Makhwanqana, signing off.